The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. Current global conflicts and discussions of borders spotlight the privilege of mobility. An American passport admits entry into 184 countries. Yet, even movement within the United States, for some people, is unsafe. Race and other identity markers, even today, circumscribe where people can travel and live with ease. Today's poem emerges from the familiar precarity of a policed existence, and yet refuses to name that danger. It favors, instead, a nuanced narrative about being carried away by one's freedom, imagination, and dreams. My father and I drive to St. Louis for his mother's funeral and the wildflowers, by Sean Ballard. There is a story in a journey a son takes with his father that circles back to a field of flowers, that stays a field of flowers only in name. And because our eyes pass them along a road, so there is a point in a journey when all the years blur the same, meaning the details it took to get there, and the details it takes to get back. And there is a point in a journey when a volta pivots inside a narrative, when a father turns the wheel over to his son. And this is the moment when a father releases his child to the wind, and the boy learns to fail, or the boy learns to fly, and we desire shade from our oak trees, where the robins watch their nests. And sure, this could be a story about how a parent never rests once his hands relinquish control. And my father never slept along the journey, though I'd seen him doze. And we mostly ate fast food and paused for gas. So there is a point in the journey when the journey becomes a hill, a literal slope somewhere between a field and Texas, where our bodies enter a high point, and there is a tension, and peripheral to a son, and peripheral to a father, are likely flowers blowing in a wind that could be from anywhere. And we could be anyone, and I could ask for anything. So there is a point in a journey where I become a magic lamp, and my father becomes a field of wildflowers. And the thing about a magic lamp is how gently the hands tremble once the wheels turn slowly onto the shoulder. So there is a point in the journey where I pull off the road, and I am asked to exit my vehicle, as if I had a choice. So there is a point in the journey when the frame holds, and the hill stills, more or less it's green, and the dandelions become a haven for the bees to stuff their pockets with gold. And by this standard, my father can no longer be likened to a field of wildflowers. And the thing about a magic lamp is I only get three wishes, and my father is being cross-examined as I make use of them all. So there is a point in a journey when who lives to tell the tale? And from what point of view becomes central to the climax? And if the man toting the gun has a third person limited, and if the plane in the sky has a God's point of view, I am all out of wishes. And the thing about a journey is, at some point, it becomes a prayer. And what I mean is, from this point on, and the man with the gun is all about the math. And see, what should be viewed as routine does not start out that way, and what is likely to be believed requires neither of us. So there is a point in a journey when it ends the way it begins, with that which appears different upon the surface. And the man toting the gun wants to know if our stories corroborate, and to think, all of this came from my being, too relaxed, from allowing my foot to coast down a hill, while I mistook a field of dandelions to be a field of wildflowers. And that was my mistake. And the plane that was said to have calculated my duration to distance before the age of drones is not put to a vote. So there is a point in a journey when I return to the math. And I have never been one for arithmetic, so forgive me if my story does not add up. I leave this problem for you to resolve, since I know that you will work through my miscalculation. And the thing about a miscalculation is how a journey could end. And the thing about a journey ending is how easy it is to misfire. And what I mean is how easy it is to begin with a field of flowers and end with no flowers at all. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.